proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
You know, I'm not much on celebrity news. Because, you know, in general, I think celebrities are ridiculously clownish and whatnot. But this is kind of celebrity stuff I like sometimes. It's a list of celebrities who are shorter than you expected.
Okay.
But some of them on this list, most people expect them to be really short. Like Danny DeVito is on this list. Now, people know how short he is.
Right. I picture
he's 4'10". He and Alexis are the same height.
4'10".
Yeah.
It's tiny. Uh-huh. I picture most A-list celebrities being shorter than what they say they are.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even Brad Pitt, I picture him being a little guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter is 5 feet tall.
She's little.
Dolly is 5 feet.
Really?
Yeah. So you think about how short and like tiny her waist and everything is and them big old boobs.
She's going to topple. Topple mm-hmm. right over.
So I'm just saying, if you saw her in person, it would be even more of a whoa.
Yeah. Right.
Look how big them things is.
Yeah, because it'd be like right in your face,
right,
too.
Yeah. Big. I mean, big uns.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith is 4'11". Kristen Chenoweth is 4'11". See, I automatically assumed she was that. I knew she was little like that.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. Danny DeVito's wife, Rhea Perlman, is 5 feet, so she's 2 inches taller than he is. Singer Anita Baker is 4'11".
No way.
This may be an old list because they had Leslie Jordan. He's been dead a couple of years, but they don't put deceased out here, so this may be an old list that's just now coming up on the BuzzFeed. But anyway, he was 4'11".
Mm. Yeah, he seemed tiny.
Yeah, Leslie Jordan. Kim Kardashian is only 5 feet tall.
I've heard she's really small, mm-hmm. super small.
Lil' Kim is 4'11".
Oh.
And that's another situation. Those big old crazy fake boobs are probably, you know, out there like beach balls up against her.
And she's
so little.
She's got a big butt, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big away, Lil' Kim. Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live is 5 feet tall. Snooki is 4'8".
4'8".
So imagine Snooki being 2 inches shorter than Alexis that works with us.
Yeah, that's insane.
Is that, what is like legally?
Little person?
Yeah.
It's something in the 3 foot area.
Oh, it's the 3 foot?
Is it? I think so.
I always thought it was in the 4 foot range. I just didn't know.
But I've always thought that Snooki could be very pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, if she wasn't so gaudy and all that, you know, being from, you know, Jersey and whatnot.
Her kids are super cute.
Did you see, did either of y'all see how cute J.D. Vance's kids were at that inauguration stuff yesterday?
Precious.
You know they had to be worn out.
Yeah.
That's all I kept thinking of.
Three little kids.
Yeah, that's all I kept thinking of. How tired. Well, first of all, how tired Trump is or was. But the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so well behaved.
Yeah, and the one of them was laid up on that thing, fell asleep on his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then the little toddler girl was running up and down like in front of Trump and Melania when they were sitting up there on that thing. Mm-hmm. And Trump's just like, he's not even paying attention.
Yeah. Brooks would have fit right in because you remember. They were pretty well behaved considering.
But you know, J.D. Vance has got that pretty Indian wife.
She is very
pretty. She's
pretty. Mm-hmm. And they made pretty babies.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you my mom? My mom is all crushing on J.D. Vance ever since the campaign.
I love that.
Yeah. And those beautiful blue eyes. Oh, I tell you, that's going to be the biggest treat for the next 4 years is getting to look at that J.D. Vance.
That's the biggest treat. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Truth.
But just imagine your kids, Lindsay, having to go through all day like that, and Brooks wearing a suit and tie.
I mean,
and hard shoes.
We can't even sit through a 2-hour movie. Like, I can't imagine that.
But they had to build in naps for them at some point, because all three of those kids are little.
And snacks, and
they had to do something.
Somebody made the point when J.D. Vance is taking the oath and the wife is there holding the little girl,
mm-hmm.
she's got three Band-Aids on her fingers that look like it have bluey on it, and somebody was like, her fingers are not injured. That was a, if you act good, you can have some fun Band-Aids. And I went, oh, I never even thought about that. But that's exactly what
kids love Band-Aids.
We go through a box of princess Band-Aids. Like, oh, I got a boo-boo. No, you don't. You just want a Band-Aid. You know?
She looked like she had on like three of her fingers.
And so she was constantly looking at them.
I love
so,
that.
I mean, like they'll do anything. But then, you know, Melania was talking about her shoes hurting.
Oh, did she?
Hurting her, and she should have gotten some of those painless stilettos that Jody reps.
It's true.
You can get those at tjriggins.com/deals, and then there's a big discount when you use TJ as the code. And then Melania was wearing the hat from the hat designer that Lindsay uses or wears his hats. He doesn't design hats for Lindsay. He designs hats that look like they were made for Lindsay.
Right. They're That's made for everybody, does. I guess. Yeah.
He's a hatter.
Yeah. So the same thing. TJRiggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ to get that hat at a huge discount. I don't know. It was pretty cool yesterday. And I like the fact that he did basically one of his rallies at the end, you know, and signed all those executive orders. Taking away the ridiculous stuff that Biden had put into place, and he did that in front of the people.
Love that.
And then he threw the pins out into the crowd. You know, usually the people standing around get a pin to, you know, to keep. No, he's just throwing them to the crowd. He's a man of the people.
It's like, ah, got me in the eye.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, so it was my wife's entire day.
Yeah.
Was she more concerned about what was going on with Trump, or was she looking at the fashion and what people were wearing?
All of it.
Okay.
You know, so she's into the political aspect of it too. I mean, you know, but did you notice that the Clintons, but mainly Bill, smiling through Trump's entire speech at the inauguration, just sitting there smiling. And I think, I don't know whether he was finding Trump to be entertaining or he's smiling in a sarcastic way, like, yeah, okay, well, you think this is cute what you got going right now, but we're coming back.
Are they not cool? Or, I mean, no, I know they're different. Yeah,
nobody's cool with Trump. None of those people.
Nobody. So they just
none of those Marxists.
Oh. No. I'm kind of getting the vibe that with Clinton that the lights are on, but nobody's home. I say, every once in a while you catch him, he's just kind of out there. So I don't know.
And how old is he now?
Probably he's creeping up on 80, probably.
So maybe he's, you know, this old age.
Yeah.
I'd be out of it too, though. Half the time's boring.
Yeah. I mean, some of those things, they do have to sit there forever. Yeah. And
but, you know, somebody is rumoring that Michelle, the reason she wasn't there wasn't because she doesn't like Trump and she didn't want to be a part of that and all that, but that she and Barack are having troubles in their marriage.
Marital issues?
Somebody said that they he was at some sort of a private dinner with some woman, and they got a little video of him leaving the place.
What?
But, I mean, he's surrounded by Secret Service and all of that kind of stuff. Right. So, but I don't doubt it. I mean, I think a lot of those political marriages are just for show. I mean, you can tell me that Bill and Hillary Clinton sit, you know, now that they're both semi pretty much retired, that they sit around together and try to figure out what they're going to watch on Netflix.
No. No. I don't think any of them do that, you know.
I mean, it's just a lot of it's just for show. And, I don't think Michelle and Barack have had a real marriage for a long time, even if ever.
Oh. Well, they fooled everybody.
I mean, they don't seem lovey-dovey. Actually, the only couple that does seem lovey-dovey of presidents is George and Laura Bush.
Yeah,
I mean, they're real. They're the real deal.
That's because Trump and Melania. They're not. I mean, they're right. I mean,
yeah, they're not exactly all over each other or anything. Yeah.
Right.
But why was W being so weird yesterday? He looked like he was tweaking.
I think he gets a kick out of
being silly
now, because now he gets interviewed about it all the time. Yeah. You know, they always sit him next to Michelle Obama, and they made a big deal out of their friendship. And I think he enjoys, you know, because he spends a lot of his time in Texas out on a ranch. So when he's back in the mix, he's feeling like,
what was he doing?
You know, he's just like
making stupid faces and
Yeah, he's looking at people, and he's winking at them and smiling at them and doing finger guns, you know.
But that's always been his personality.
Yeah, I think that's him. So when you get off the ranch for a little bit, and you're like, hey, yeah, I still got a little bit of juice. Like, people are looking at me. Yeah, I think he enjoys it.
But he was just, like, jerking face around and looking stupid.
Something might be a little, because he's older too, right?
Yeah, but he's not, I don't think he's as old as the Clintons. But, I mean, a man can't be in his right mind if he's, you know, buddying up with those Marxists the way he has. Those Obamas.
I mean, and Clintons. It's got to not be right with half the people there. Mm-hmm. They're 80 years. All these people together are like, put them together and they're like 1,000 years old. Like
J.D. Vance is the kid running around there. Yes. All right, everybody get in the van.
Yes.
We're going back to the home.
Yeah. But before we got one more stop. Yeah. After this event, then we can all go back. Y'all can get in your pajamas, read the paper, have your pudding.
Take out your teeth.
How old is he? 40?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Only 40?
Yeah. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's really young.
Well, I look younger than him.
He's young to be a politician.
Yeah. At the vice president. That, for sure.
But in as far as age goes, 40's not young at all, not even close.
I was going to say, well, I mean, I
feel like I'm kidding. Young, I'm kidding.
I think his job makes him seem older for sure. Because I look younger than him. I act younger than him. But look at his job.
Mm-hmm. So you think you look younger than J.D. Vance? I think he looks pretty young.
I think I look younger.
You do?
I don't know. I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm.
What's the right answer here? It's hard to compare men and women who are the same age as to who looks younger and who doesn't.
Right.
It's a little bit harder, but, you know, if J.D. Vance were sitting beside a 40-year-old who, you know, has had a hard life, mm-hmm. well, he's had a hard life, but I mean hard adult life, like working for road crews and things like that, mm-hmm. they might look older than he does at 40.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess he looks distinguished at 40, too.
That that's a good word.
You know, he used to be fat, really fat. Yeah.
How'd he look?
You never seen the movie about his life, Hillbilly Elegy? Elegy.
No, I
Yeah, it was a big thing before he got into politics. About being his mom being a drug addict up in Appalachia.
It was on Netflix or something, right? Yeah. Oh, no, I never saw it, but I know what you're
Glenn
talking
Close about. Played his mamaw.
Wait, that was about him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Now I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, he wrote this book and it became instantly number one bestseller. And then Ron Howard directed the movie on Netflix. Yeah. So now, and now he's like the vice president. I mean, it's a crazy story.
But Ron Howard wouldn't do it now because Ron Howard's such a big lib. He wouldn't, he wouldn't do anything. And I don't think he would make a movie in a positive light about a Republican leader.
So it was, you can tell, I mean, I'm going to watch it, but he just had a terrible upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, awful. And how he overcame and because of his mamaw, raising him right and teaching him the lessons of life. He went to Yale, right? Is that where he went?
What?
Went to Yale.
Marine, right?
He was in the Marines and then he went to Yale. He's got, a law degree from Yale.
Wow. Talk about a comeback story. Mm-hmm.
Don't you Yale at me.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I like him even more now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't agree with him down the line 100%. He and I are different types of conservatives, I think. But, hey, he's a good fella. I guess he's smart enough.
Hmm.
I mean, I could have gone to Yale.
Sure.
Cleaning it.
Yeah, to sweep it.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.